Don't take your finger.
Well, if you move it to the slot, if you move it to the side slightly, it'll just cancel.
You just have to put your finger down
there's
and not
limit
let go.
Also, you should know. I don't know how long it
is. And if you slide it, it cancels it.
So don't slide.
Just keep your finger there. Okay, all these rules.
Don't move it like a little bit because it will cancel it.
Okay, this week's parasha is Parashat Pinchas. First of all, welcome to everyone to this WhatsApp group. Yisher koach to Michael Ben Chamu for setting it up, and I hope it'll be beneficial to all of us. In Parashat Pinchas, we see a giant of the Jewish people, Pinchas, and people all around him are upset at him. And they say, how dare he do that? He took down one of the leaders of Israel. You know who his father was? You know who his grandfather was? You know he's a descendant of? Wait a second. Who's he? No. Who's he is less important. But you know who his grandfather was? His grandfather was a pagan. And he's going to go against the leader of Israel? That's when people try to take someone down. They're not willing to see who he is. They're going to try and pull him down by saying, look at his past, look at his grandfather, look at other things we can blame him for and pull him down. And why does Pinchas succeed? Because Pinchas is focused on one question. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want for me? It's one question. He's not bothered with the question, is this my father? Is he the prince of Israel? What does Hashem want of me? One question. And so Hashem says, I'm giving him Biriti Shalom. Our sages say that historically, this was a recurring theme. David the Melech also had this challenge that people would say he's a descendant of Ruth. And Chazal say on the contrary, this served to David's credit. The fact that people could always question him and say, but you're the son of, that made him more humble. That made him feel more susceptible to blame, which made him more humble. It says, why was it that when Shaul was blamed, Shaul said, no, I'm okay. Shmuel shows up and Shaul says, Hakimoti dvar Hashem, I did exactly what Hashem wants. And Shmuel, the prophet, tries arguing with him and Shaul keeps arguing back. Our sages say, David didn't do that because David was kept humble by the fact that people would always tell him, but you're the son of, you're the descendant of. So on the one hand, we learn from Pinchas not to be held back when people tell us, you're the son of, you're the grandson of, your grandfather was a pagan. On the other hand, we know it is an important part of who we are, and that keeps us humble. And at the Seder night, we do the same thing. We begin the Seder night by saying, every Jew can grow. Look at us. Arami Ovei Avi, we say, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Yu Avoteinu. Our forefathers were initially pagans, all of us. Every Jew sits down to the Seder and begins with that line. The Seder begins with, let's remember our humble beginnings, because it reminds us where we all can get to. Wow, okay. Now it's out there. You all have it on your phones. Okay. It's pretty annoying. Next time I'm going to ask you to hold your finger there, okay? What?
I want to listen to it.
Okay. Now we'll do Dovah's a minute. 1 minute on the parasha. Okay. 1 minute on the parasha.